Simen Reish Nun Beis, Seif Beis. We're holding in the middle of Seif Beis. We'll start again. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, we're holding in the halachas that are the things that a person is allowed to use his items that they do a melacha in Shabbos if he himself is not doing a melacha. Like we learned in Seif Aleph, he's allowed to put samamonim inside a dish that they will be painting the material, painting the wall in Shabbos, because he's not doing a melacha if he does it in Erev Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch and Seif Beis is bringing the same kind of halacha that you could give your things to the goy, and the goy will work in them in Shabbos. But here the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch has to take care of another problem, if Isur Amiro Lenochri to do a melacha in Shabbos. And for that the Shulchan Aruch adds a couple conditions. And the Shulchan Aruch says the follows. Mutor Liten B'godov Lekoyves Eino Yehudi. You're allowed to give your clothes to a dry cleaning or to wash it for Shabbos, even before Shabbos, in condition that you fix the price. For example, for a suit, 50 shekel. The guy is doing it for a favor. If the guy gets paid for hour, per hour, or you don't make a price with a guy, and he's hoping to get a price later, so then it's also because we say the guy is doing it for the Yisrael and it's Merzik HaShluchai. Even if you didn't tell him to do it in Shabbos, even you could do it when he wants, but if he's doing it in Shabbos, if he gets Schar Pi Hour, oh, he's doing it and he doesn't know yet what is his price, it's also. But if you fix up with him a price, 50 shekel for $50 for a suit lamazogen, or you fix out, oh, he's doing it for a favor for you, it's mutter, and condition, that you didn't tell him to do it in Shabbos. Or the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you didn't tell him to do it in Shabbos, if you give it an hour before Shabbos, and you expect it, you say, Motzei Shabbos, I need it, it's also like you told him to do it in Shabbos, if it's not enough time to do it without Shabbos. But if he doesn't have to do it in Shabbos, you're allowed to give it to him on Shabbos, and even if he's going to do it in Shabbos, and he's telling you that he's going to do it in Shabbos, but you didn't tell him to do it in Shabbos, you're allowed to. And the Shulchan Aruch adds another condition, and here we're holding. V'gam she'yasa in Yehudi ha'melocha be'beisoi, that the goy will be doing this melocha in his house. Mishnah Berurah explains, in Seif Kotn Yudzayin, it doesn't mean that the goy has to take it to his house. It means not to do it in the house of the Yisrael, be'beisoi, rotzein Eloima, shalei be'beisoi Yisrael. But if he does it in the house of the Yisrael, oz mechzi kilu oisa b'shlichus ha'Yisrael, then it looks like he's doing it b'shlichus of the Yisrael. Then it's also because of Achaya Odom, the Bebeis Yisrael also, if he does it in the house of the Yid, not only Stam Ktzitza doesn't help, Ela afilu imudobor she'amine kol bnei letem bekablonus. Everyone gives it, like a fridge. Everyone fixes lefi the fix, lefi the price, and not lefi time. V'lo yosu lemechshu b'shriyoim, gam ken osu mitam ze. It's also from the same reason that people will say that you told the goy to do it in Shabbos. So this is the halacha. Now, this halacha, be'etzem, is a very simple halacha that the Mechaber says that even be'kablonis is only mutar if it's not be'beis shel Yisrael. This halacha brings us to a big shaila by the poskim. We know is the isur amir lenochri be'Shabbos. Amir derech remes is mutar. When? We'll see later. So some people want to learn, what is Amira Derech Remes? They bring an example. You tell a guy, it's dark in the room, I can't read. And the guy comes and he puts on the light. And we'll discuss it in the next shiurim, that it's not so simple if it's mutar bichlal to do it or not. One of the reasons that it had to be also, it's from this halacha that we learn now. The guy comes to the house of the Yisrael and it's oisim halacha. How it's mutar? It's mechzik eshlucha. You're right, you didn't tell him to do it. Ktzita is also mutar. If you fix up a price for the guy, we say, I died in a shaker of it. And even so, the basis of Israel is also. And normally, Ktzitza has much more mutter from different things that are not mutter. And if the Shulchan Aruch says that the basis of Israel, even when you made a Ktzitza, it's also, l'chura, that if the guy is coming to put on the light on his own, avada, you have to make a mechor. What could have been a chiluk? That when I told that guy, Amir Eshele, b'derech tzivu, b'derech remez, I never told him to do it. Masha'enken, what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing now in the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Kotn Yudzayin, I told him to clean my suit. I told him to fix my washing machine. You're right. I did it with the heter with a ktsitsa that I died in Nefshei Karovit. But because I told him to do it, so then if he does it b'beis shel Yisrael, it's merzik ishluchoy. But maybe if it's a remes be'alma, maybe it'll be leichter. Be'ezus Hashem, in the Hemshech HaShiurim, we'll discuss it. I just wanted to bring the Moshe la'alocha that the Shmira Shabbos takes off from this aloch. It's very simple. And Simon Perek Lamed, Seif Lamed Aleph, he brings down, if a person has Oizeres Bais Nochi, a housekeeper, Bebeis HaYehudi, she's not allowed to do malochas for the Yehudi in Shabbos. Like fixing socks and these kind of things. Part of B, if she has to sew something, she doesn't have to do it today. She could have done it Sunday. But she wants to do it today because Sunday she wants to take off. Zog the Shmir Shabbos, Iman Nochis, Oysa, Ken Kadesh, Mimaisa Cholti, Epnuya Le'atmo, Vlet Yitztorich Labet Bishla Yehudi, Ken Eken Asman, Shoysa B'Shabbos. And he also didn't tell her to do it Shabbos. It's Mutar Bot, Shalei Tavot Chutz L'Chadro, only inside her room. Because in the other places, it's like a tzivui. She has to do it. It's a part of her job. And even b'ktzitza, even if she gets paid b'ktzitza, it's a chilshon, it's called ktzitza. But even if we're called like a ktzitza, that didn't have sheikah avin, but Beis Shel Yisrael is also. She has a chilshon, her private room is not called Beis Shel Yisrael. It's a chilsh that we have to dance like. But this is what the Shmir Shabbos anyway says. Zog de Ramo, what would be if he was noy kotzat? So we said Teva Sanoa is also muta. But if it's not the Teva Sanoa, the guy is hoping to get a schar. Vim loy kotzas osu be'erev Shabbos. He's not allowed to give it to him be'erev Shabbos. Zog Mishnah Berurah, Ainu shelo hitnei ma'Yisrael edu schoroi. And a Yehudi is hoping to get pschar is osu because we don't say adayta de nafshei. What is be'erev Shabbos? Zog Mishnah Berurah, what would be if it's enough time that he can finish before Shabbos? You're allowed to give it to him. Like 5 hours before Shabbos, you give him a suit and he didn't fix up a price. And our days we saw the Mishnah Berurah before, every suit is like kotzas. It's also muta. So why the Shulchan Aruch says, why the Ramah says that it's also be'erev Shabbos? If you're telling me that it's the point that he finishes, if he has enough time to finish it before Shabbos, again, even if he does it later in Shabbos, it's not a problem. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch is saying this lashon la'afuke, that if you give it to him a couple days before Shabbos, then even if it's a big melacha that he cannot finish before Shabbos, also you're allowed to, even if it's no kotzat, because the guy is hoping to get a prize, again, in a case that you didn't tell him that he has to do it over Shabbos. I read the Mishnah Berurah and cite Siv Kotten Yotes be'erev Shabbos. וכשנויסן לי בערב שבס, מיכזי כאילו נויסן על מנה שיעשה בשבס, וכשקוצת עדיין נפשי כאובית. וכל סבור הפויזן, וכשיש שעוס לגומר בעוד יוי, וכי כפינש את בפור שבס, מותר אפילו בערב שבס. ואפילו לא קוצת. ומה שדיר כרמו בערב שבס, וואי דרמו עושה that it's also בערב שבס, וברביעי וחמישי שהוא מופלג מן השבס, you're allowed to give it to him, even if it's no קוצת, even if it's no time to finish it before שבס. Now we said that בטבס הנוע is מותר. If he's doing you a favor, ve'ayin le'ayin simen reish mevov b'yishcholkim shim oitz le'bechinom de'ayin b'teves anoe. It's not called teves anoe, and b'meila it's also the svirlu the dina b'loy kotzatz. When we say adaita the Yisrael kovid ve'osur, and we don't say that it's mutar, and b'meila b'teves anoe is osur even b'erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, but im loish b'sivkot mechof im loish en Yehudi be'asmi ma'atchlam Yisrael. I want to help you, so then for sure we say that he's doing it. The Teva Sanoa and it's Dinuke Kotzatz. The Shulchan Aruch carries on. Im ro'eyu oisim alocha b'Shabbos. In the cases that you're allowed to give a goy, Kotzatz, Teva Sanoa, or before Friday, or if it's Shavuos Friday, im ro'eyu you gave it him, and now you see in Shabbos that he's doing a malocha. Im ro'eyu oisim alocha b'Shabbos, im ro'eyu oisim b'Teva Sanoa, tzorich le'ema shelo yasim b'Shabbos. Ve'afu nosu l'kama yomim. But if it's a big tzitzah, he doesn't have to stop. So what is the halacha? If you give a guy a car to fix, and it's a fixed price, and then you see that he's working in Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. But if you give him something to fix, b'teva sanoe, so then he's allowed to do it in Shabbos. Again, you didn't tell him to do it in Shabbos. But if you see him doing it in Shabbos, you have to stop him doing it in Shabbos. If it's b'teva sanoe. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. אם ראי או איסי, אף שהמחאה במקי למעלה, אף בטבע סנועי מבויד יואים, ואין לא חוש משהו שבשבס, אפילו הוא יודע that he's planning to do it in Shabbos, if he's not מצווה ועצמות, מכל מוקם, if you come to the house of the guy and you see him doing it, you have to stop him, because it's מחזי, זה אובין מדייטוי. זאת במשנה הלוח, but if you see him from far and he doesn't see you, could be you don't have to stop him. For sure, if you know that he's doing it, for sure you don't have to stop him. כיוון שמקבל שכר הזה, וצריך למה שלא יעשה, צריך למה שלא יעשה, you have to tell him stop. אבל אם יתנאים המתחילו, he made a kotzat, then it doesn't have to tell him to stop. But if it's only b'teves anoy, even kama yomim rotzo leimar, that even though we said a couple days before Shabbos, you're allowed to give it even without teves anoy, but you have to make a mecho. And here the Mishnah Berurah now adds another chiddush. We have to know what is the case. Da, the imayin Yehudi is chir yomim tzlevi me'achol, and now he wants to work in his house for Shabbos, but no one knows about it, and you didn't see it, but you found out. So, What is the case exactly? Schir Yoim works by a day that Aloch is Ketzitza is Muta, but if he gets paid per day, it's also. Now, you're not allowed to Seicher for Shabbos. So this person, you're not Seicher for Shabbos. Now, he's working on his own in Shabbos, and he's hoping to get paid. Why is it called a Schir Yoim? Melechut, the case is that you didn't make up with him, and now he's working on his own. This is called Adayta de Yisrael. One of the two. Other yet, Val is hoping to get paid from you in the Fida day. It's called Bezish Schar Shel Yisrael. It's more than that. You asked him to work, and you told him you pay him by day. Now, you didn't make up for Shabbos. You didn't think that he will work for Shabbos. And now you heard that he's working for Shabbos. So then you have to tell him to stop. But what would be if a person orders shoes by a guy? He didn't tell him on Shabbos. It's Bechino. He's hoping to pay him, but he didn't make up a price yet. So normally we said Bechino, you have to stop him if you see him working in Shabbos. And in Shabbos he sees that he's doing a malach. Afilu lekotzat, he doesn't have to make a mechoy. Why he doesn't have to make a mechoy? Do akati lenikoshem Yisrael on these shoes? Ribayin Yehudi, lemochem le'acher, if the guy wants to sell to someone else, and for me, v'leYisrael ze yasem and olim acherim, he could do it. Im ken b'videkum yisasek, man, there's no reason to tell him to stop. Zog l'shulchan aruch seif gimel. V'im hoyso melocha mefursemes v'yedua shel Yisrael. These are lochas that we said that you're allowed to give a guy because that's Erev Shabbos. But what about if it's famous that it's melocha shel Yisrael? And oyso yisrael v'mokim mefursem, toiv lehachmir v'leheser. So it's good to aser. What it means to aser? The Mishnah Berurah like this. It's a hemshach at the end of the seif base. If you see him doing mefarhesia, you have to make a mecha. So the Berurah lochas. Or if you know for sure that he will do it in Shabbos mefarhesia, then you have to make a mecha. But if you're not for sure that he will do it mefarhesia in Shabbos, you're allowed to give it to him, and if he does it, he does it. Just if he's then he's doing it mefarhesia, you have to make a mecha. Now, it's mashma also that even that part is only if you find out about it. You have to make a mecha. And it could be more than that. Maybe only if you see it in Shabbos, you have to make a mechoy. So again, if you see it in Farhesi, you have to make a mechoy. If you know for sure that he will do it, you have to make a mechoy. If you know that he's doing it and you didn't see it, I'm a supik if you have to make a mechoy. What's the Lashon Mishnah Berurah? The Moisa, the Eiris, the Abdom, the Kaim, the Kaivis, Stomim, Enim, Yehudim, Shishel Yisrael. Not everyone knows that it's a yid. Val Kaim, even if he does it in public, Mokim, Mefursim, Enim, Chesviyad, Keshikotat. Aval, Moisa, Melocha, Yehudu, Shishel Yisrael.
Not a problem. And I know everyone sees. Shumokim Golim Mefursam Tzorich Limchis Biyodik Shereyu B'Shabbos. You're allowed to give it because you're not sure if you will do it. Aber B'Teis Shabbos Kosev Deloy Shaykh B'Zech Shode for two good reasons. The Lenoida Shalmi, we know that it's Jewish, but we don't say Yankel Chaskel. So B'Meila, there's no specific Shab. Zachai Odom Heikel B'Zehoid Mitamacher. Why? Shekei V'Nshu Yodua. Shemina kolayir leiten kelim lekayvus bekablones. Like the Mishnah Berurah himself said, le'el b'siv kot nyudalit. Then our days, everyone gives bekablones clothes to the dry cleaners. Al kein afilu imayin ayudim mecharsim mokim mefursim muto. Then b'sayach shechshat mishum schir yoyim. No one would think that he's a schir yoyim. Uke'en ma shekosa b'simin reish mem gimel siv beis. Uazin b'chol hakelim shederach litin oysim bekablones. But zog the Mishnah Berurah again what we saw before. And see if God needs Zayin, then Isur Elok Shoyse be Beisa Yisrael. The Shom Le Me'ani Shum Eter, Kmo Shikasam Le Le'malo, but see if you Zayin, Aber be Beisa Shal Yisrael, Taka is no Eter. Because the Beisa Shal Yisrael doesn't have Kablonis.